Christian. It's been too long, won't you do? Our darkness is possession. It's been too hard, won't you do? Get back on your spirit. That's what it does for you.
Everybody, this is Ron, and tonight is the 18th of January. Oh, we'll see what's going on out there. Tonight is our Paranormal Friday night, and maybe you all have some kind of experience, so we'll see what happens tonight. I guess the newest thing that I've been hearing is fog, strange fog coming. And some people actually, I'm told, have heard like something growling in the fog. Oh, that kind of reminds me of the movie The Mist. Mist was an older movie years ago. And I think that was kind of similar. So if you happen to sense or feel or see fog around your area and feel kind of eerie, and maybe the people are looking goofy, you might connect some dots there. Oh, see if Carrie's out there. Are you out there, Carrie, somewhere?
I'm out here, Ron. Yes, hi, good evening. Welcome, everybody, to bbsradio.com. Station 2 we're on tonight with Ron for Creation Lightship Healing. That fog's kind of creepy stuff, Ron. Maybe you want to let people know whether or not they should go in it if they see it.
Yeah, I don't know. I probably wouldn't want to go into it. I was talking to somebody, and oddly enough, they said that cause they have done a few clearings off and on, and they always keep off the, I'm told anyway, they keep off the gray sky clearing. And then I believe they also do space clearing so that when they're in their car, everything is going well for them. And the fog on the car was always in front of the car, not touching the car, and it would kind of like move out of the car's way. Well, that's interesting. Anybody, I heard a beep there, so maybe we can get a paranormal caller here. So I'll have you head with that, Carrie.
Okay, so do we have a caller on the line?
Yeah, it's unfair sometimes when I'm doing Strange Lane.
Your line's really breaking up a lot, and you sound very far away. Can you maybe get a little closer to the microphone?
Okay, I noticed when I do the lane change.
Yeah, we got an echo, but if you can just maybe say like three or four words at a time, that we can probably repeat what you're saying. I heard that when you're doing a lane change on driving a car.
He hung up, but we lost the signal.
Okay. Well, I guess we're talking about lane changes, so I can kind of talk about that. You probably want to be extra careful to maybe double or triple check as you do a lane change with your car, only because something could get dropped in here onto the timeline that you're on. So I guess the critical thing, what I'm saying, is the timeline that you are on, something could come into your timeline. So it's possible that they could also drop you from a timeline and put you into another timeline. The end result would be, are you going to have an accident? So always maybe triple check now, especially if you're at like a stop sign or maybe a signal. And all of a sudden, that happened to me once quite a while ago. I looked and, you know, I knew that I needed to be careful. And sure enough, out of nowhere, came a car that was out of nowhere, just got beamed in, you know. So luckily, I looked more than once. I actually looked like three times in order to pull out. And all of a sudden, there's a car there. And I go, wow, that's really weird. So not that it's weird, but, you know, it kind of takes you off guard a little bit. So then you go, ah, we got one. And, you know, naturally don't want to get into a car accident because it could be your fault if you turn in front of somebody. I'm sure, you know, when you talk to the people involved and everybody else, they would think that, nah, what do you mean you didn't see that car, you know? It's your fault because the car hit you and you pulled out in front of them. So you ought to be very careful. So again, definitely make sure that things are going nicely for you and that nothing surprises you when you're driving. Oh, back to you, Carrie.
All righty. We have a few people mentioning fog in their area. Buddy is asking what clearing should work on the fog, and the fog is so thick here that he couldn't see the next house. Wow. And Janice is saying that there is fog in Wisconsin, too. So somebody, Joel was saying the gray skies and the space clearing. I'm sorry, Ron, what?
Is that unusual now for these people to have fog this time of year, I wonder?
I think Buddy is in Southern California. I have not had any fog down here, but closer to the coast there's fog frequently, I think, in the winter, or at least, you know, that marine layer stuff that is there until the sun burns it off. I don't know for Janice if it's unusual. But the fog that you're talking about, Ron, is a little different than the regular fog that we're used to.
Yeah, the fog is kind of eerie, and you can feel that it's something that isn't solid, in a sense. You know, when you think of fog, you know what fog is. This fog, very active fog, and it's not necessarily full of the densities that we normally would have. It has, like, holes in it, sort of. I don't have the real exact words to say, but that it is different. So you want to be extra careful. What to do about that, boy, I don't know. You know, you can't live your life in your house and not get out of it. So I would be careful with it and put on some clearings, you know. Like I said, I'd probably do the space clearing, put your a picture of you in front of your computer and put it up and no, that clearing is very, very reasonable, so that may help to keep you more safe. When you see this fog, you go, uh-oh, doesn't feel like the regular fog that I'm used to. Just kind of remember the movie The Mist. If you haven't seen the movie The Mist, then you may wish to check it out. It's an older movie. I don't know when it came out, maybe in the 70s or something. But I would definitely check it out and see if it kind of relates to what's happening around you. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, and Joel is also suggesting the gray sky clearing, which I think you mentioned also a little earlier. And I'll just throw in that you might not want to go into that fog, the weird fog, the eerie, creepy fog at night. That might be a little risky because they're up to something with this new, different fog. So Iron Man has had a horrible dream, Ron. He dreamt, excuse me, that someone emptied a sack of green cobras into a pool that he was wading in, and he used the alien attack page clearing on this, but he's still feeling like he's in shock from this dream. So what would you suggest for that?
I'd probably do the Be Here Now clearing in Spirit Infusion. To get yourself back to more center, you could do a clearing for maybe abductions or something, alien attack page, but I think I would probably do the other ones too. So that's kind of what I would sort of suggest. If you could be here now, that means that you can do that. It's hard to feel a little more centered. So that's kind of what I would maybe suggest, and then the spirit infusion. If anybody else has any other input on the fast chat, maybe.
And I would definitely timeline crash the dream.
Yeah, that too, definitely, yeah.
Oh, yeah, Janice is typing that
in. I'm assuming that he's probably already have done that because he's very studious with doing that clearing. But for a newbie, you know, yeah, you definitely want to do the timeline crash for a dream situation, because that is happening to you, even though you believe it or not. Because the proof's in the pudding, which means that you have in the proof as you are having it come to you in a dream. Back to you, Carrie.
All right. Joseph is mentioning that he saw a semi come out of a fog belt and then disappeared behind him when he looked back in the mirror, and there was no fog in his rear view mirror. He's wondering if you have any ideas of what the heck happened there.
Yeah, probably came and went. I think that people are probably being switched in and out a lot, and then they're going into different timelines, and that's probably what it is. I think they don't know exactly what timeline to come into, so they're kind of like sampling different timelines. That's what I would sort of think, okay? There's a lot there, but man, it's... Anyway, there's a lot there that happens, unfortunately. Back
okay.
to you, Carrie.
All right. So I'm going to read a couple of questions that came in earlier in the week for tonight over on clsquestions.com, yahoo.com, excuse me. So the first one, Ron, is about how to protect people at the time of ascension. So the question is, how can I be sure to protect myself and family from being taken away by the dark side at the time of ascension? And this author of this question is saying that my entire family is Catholic and they will not stop going to church. My children go to a Catholic school. Will removing the spirit barcode be enough to ensure that their spirit ascends?
That's about all that you could possibly do is that. I would say, you know, possibly yes. But remember, each time they go there, they're being hooked up. So, you know, it's, I don't know what to really tell you, you know. Why are they doing that? You know, for me, I would say, I would question why they're going to a Catholic school or any kind of school that hooks them up to more of the energy that you know isn't right. So, you know, I just don't know what to say, because you're doing something that goes against the energy of your spirit, which is source energy in you. So, you know, I can't judge what's happening to the person, you know, or what you're doing or what the parents are doing, but it's being done. So how do you help someone when they continuously choose, even though the child may not know, but, you know, somebody is responsible there. So how do you judge that, and what do you do about that? So that's kind of, I would think, what we have to look at. And it's a rough call, you know. You know, if you're, we'll say that you're divorced, right? And we'll just say that you're, you know, whatever, you know, sex you are makes no difference, but you're the other person in your life who, in a sense, may have custody or maybe ownership or more ownership than you of the child, and they want to do that, maybe because it's convenient. Maybe they need the child to go to some type of school because they get washed over a lot and they're not around to do so. They have to work. And so, you know, how do you tell somebody that, hey, you know, the aliens are going to capture my child, you know, and your child too. They're going to think you're crazy. So, you know, what do you do? That's about all you can do, just to make sure that the light knows that your child is here. And that's the spirit barcode. But that's kind of all that I would say. Now, if you're an adult and you're doing it, then I would probably say, well, why are you asking me that question? To me, it'd be a ridiculous question to ask me, because you know you shouldn't be doing it. You know, so if you're asking me that question as an adult, then what's controlling you to do this to harm yourself? But for a child, it might be a lot more complicated, you see, to do something to change somebody's way of thinking. If an adult or a parent or grandparent or somebody, you know, is, you know, having that situation. So it's a rough call. It really is a rough call to try to figure out what to do in that. But the spirit barcode is about all that you can do. And that's about all that I can really say, is to do that. And can I guarantee that? I don't know, you know. You know, typically I would say yes, but if they're going and getting hooked up, you know, continuously every day to the darkness, then, you know, what do you do with that? So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, and then a question here on the fast chat that kind of goes with this. Ron Brad's wondering, do entities cause people to go to religious services?
Oh, yes. Entities are very powerful, of course. They can make you become an alcoholic and give you addiction. So that would be an addiction. So you might look, if that's happening to you, you might look back upon your past. And did you happen to maybe go to a service from somebody who died, and they were Catholic, possibly, or they're whatever they are. And then from there, did entities hop into you, making you now want to do that? So it's that's how I would look at the situation. You know, what and why are they doing that? You know, maybe you have a nun inside of you, or a priest or something from the past, you know, many, many times ago. And if that's the case, then of course they want to go to church, and they want to get indoctrinated and connected back up to what they are used to doing. So you might look at that and, you know, get these things out of you. So I'm trying to think, what clearing do we have for like an exorcism besides the emotional one? That might be the main one, is the emotional clearing. So,
well,
yeah,
it's the entity clearing. And
yep. That's what I meant is the entity one.
Well, on the alien attack page, there's the shapeshifters. That might help or might apply. I don't know what else there is, Ron. Maybe the special clearing could be used that way, although I think you designed that more for physical health issues. But
boy, yeah, it's all this is a rough call. You know, sometimes it's hard to help people out with situations like this here. We we have a lot of clearings on the website, but sometimes it may not be enough, you know. But, yeah, the entity one is what I would do. So if you know that something is making you do that against your free will, and that would typically be entities. It could be somebody who you live with being a handler to you. That could be something else. It could be somebody doing spells on you. So there's a clearing for that. So you just need to kind of look at what's happening to you and why is it happening. And maybe if you don't go to a church service or whatever, how are you going to feel? Maybe you might feel guilty or something. I don't know.
There's also the religious indoctrination clearing I just remembered.
And then we got the God clearing, too.
Oh, good grief.
Yep,
flip a coin.
So you got to look at it and see what is causing your problem. Okay, that's the main thing. What's causing it, and what do you do next, and how do you get rid of this energy, you know? So you just need to start doing some clearings to figure out which one may work for you. But you have to start someplace. You know, I'd first do the entity clearing. Then if not, keep on going and maybe do that other one, you know, the dark side practitioner maybe. Maybe there's somebody, maybe your parents are putting spells on you to go to church because they think you're not going to be saved or something, you know. You know, you have to look further into your life to see what is reoccurring and see when that happened to you. You know, maybe you didn't go to church and all of a sudden now you're going. And what changed in your life? Who did you come in contact with? So that's about all that I can kind of say, just to be just a hard situation to talk about because you don't know where you are in your life. You got to look at your life and attempt to change what's happening. So back to you, Gary.
All righty. Well, we have another question from earlier in the week that I'm going to read. And this one is about listening to the archives of the shows. And as many of you know, Ron has hundreds and hundreds of archives here of BBS shows, if you're interested. If you're a newer listener and you want to go back and listen to some older ones, there are just tons of them available. So this email reads, very often when I listen to a CLS program live and wait to re-listen to the BBS archive, I seem to be listening to what sounds like a new program. When this happens, I try to listen to it again and again until it starts to sound like I have heard it all before. My question is, am I on different timelines every time I listen to it? This is happening right now with January 14th BBS archive.
Yeah, very possibly you're on different timelines. And you kind of get an awaken to what's happening. That's one way to look at it. Another way is very possibly you are understanding more. And so by understanding more, you may be getting more ahas because, you know, you're getting information. What would be kind of upsetting is if you happen to have a brand new clone in here in you, and from there the clone program is very short, and now it's gleaning information, hanging on to it because it needs to understand about things. So it's naturally attempting to understand more and more. So if I've taken a class in school, maybe that you first failed in or on. And then you took it over again and over again and again, and all of a sudden, after maybe the 10th time, you go, ah, I got it. And nothing's wrong with that, but just you might look at that just for another way of looking at things. So, boy, it could be many things happening. So that's kind of what I'm trying to say here.
Mm-hmm.
So back to you.
Okay, and then we had a question about the timeline crash clearing. This person would like to know if they can set their timeline crash clearing at 480 minutes and then put a picture of themselves up in front of the monitor looking at the light being. And they're wondering if, because they won't be able to change the drop-down box, if they go out, you know, for 480 minutes, will the timeline crash clearing just keep running through new timelines, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, as though you're changing the thing, but you've set the timer higher. So they're wondering if they can do that that way.
That one I got to think on. Boy.
I think you've kind of told us that we can in the past.
Yeah, I do too. Just put it in there, yeah. Otherwise,
I think we have to sort of write that instruction in there with our name.
Yeah, otherwise it's gonna cause I wanna try to give people as much as I can with those clearings, so yeah. And just realize that each timeline could require maybe 5 to 15 minutes to work through, but it could take you maybe up to an hour to crash each timeline. So if you're doing a clearing on timeline crashes and you just don't feel like anything happened, well, wait maybe an hour and then see what's happening. Check yourself out afterwards. As very possibly the timeline didn't crash for you. It depends where you are in that timeline. So, you know, it may take an hour for you to have that process, so to get off the timeline, even though it's already done on the computer, it has to catch up with you. So back to you.
Okay. I just want to let any of you know who don't listen to the shows during the week and just listen at the weekends, because I know the numbers of listeners go up a little bit at the weekends, quite a bit actually. And I wanted to let everybody know, in case you want to grab some archives, that on Wednesday night we are taking that hour now to do a profile of one clearing. So if you haven't been listening, I was just going to give out the dates of the ones we've done in case you want to go listen to the archives. We did on January 2nd, we did the show on the media, news, and event trauma clearing. On the 9th, we did the abortion, miscarriages, and stillbirths clearing. And then this week, the 16th, Wednesday the 16th, we did the location space clearing. And if you have, any of you have clearings that you haven't done and you don't really know what they're about, please do send an email over to clsquestions@yahoo.com and let us know if you have a clearing that you'd like to know about, and then we can do a show on it for you and for anyone else who needs to know about it. There are a lot of clearings that we talk about frequently, but there are a lot that we don't. And so that's what we're doing on Wednesdays for now, until we run out of clearings to talk about. So if you don't listen on Wednesdays and you'd like to listen to the archives, we've done three of those now this month. So, okay, Ron, the next question is... from somebody whose mother has fibromyalgia, and they're asking what clearing should they purchase for her and do for her, someone with fibromyalgia.
Well, I would, you know, I'm assuming that you already did the emotional clearing, so that's the first one to do, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'm assuming that you've done that, because that's all we talk about. That's the first clearing to do. So now you've already done that clearing. And now you want to know what's next. Well, I would probably do the alien death barcode. Get the barcodes off of you, or off of her. And then from there, you can see what might be needed next. I'm guessing, I don't know, I think the circulatory clearing would be a great benefit to do. You want to do maybe the 2012 barcode clearing, get the barcodes off of you, and just see what happens from there. Remember, you have to look at it, how you're being affected, and maybe, the body jumpstart would be a good one also. So, you know, anyone that is going to help you with the current situation. So your situation is what's happening right now to you, and how bad is it, you know? Naturally, let the death barcode, what you want to get rid of first, and then from there go into the other clearings. And maybe, you know, if you're having a problem with maybe a situation reoccurring, then we got the special clearing for problematic barcodes. You know, maybe somehow this thing keeps haunting you. So do that problematic situation barcode and get that off of you, too. So there's all different ways you can, you know, address this. And they're all going to help you probably somewhat. I can't guarantee it, but more than likely you may have some relief. And again, let's just see if anybody else has any other suggestions on the fast chat, because it's there are people out there who very possibly have had a situation and they found this clearing, whatever it was, worked great for them. So that's why I like to have people talking about the clearings on the fast chat of what they have completed to make them feel better. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, and just in case you're not familiar with the Body Jumpstart, that's a package that you can buy that you have for 3 months, and it is it has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 clearings in it, and I'll just quickly read those out. There's the Mind of the Body clearing, which is a whole life clearing, and then the Infection Body clearing, which is the whole life clearing, and then the Blood and the Circulatory System clearing, which Ron mentioned might be good for fibromyalgia. There's the Magnetic and Twisted Body Alignment, and then the Body System Rejuvenation Clearing. And that one has within it, that last one, the Body System Rejuvenation, that has the nervous system and the muscular system, which, you know, obviously both of those are involved in fibromyalgia, the pain and the muscle situation. So if you were going to just pick one out of there, I don't know, you might do the Body System because that has the circulatory system in it also. But the whole package would be a lot more bang for your buck and cover a lot more stuff that could help with all kinds of things, as well as the fibromyalgia. So Ron, Liz has a situation going on with her eyes, it looks like, that she's wondering about, and she's wondering if you could do a sample clearing. She's feeling like she's got a weird alien film, I guess, over her eyes.
Oh, boy. Okay. So here we go. Doing that now. Can I release that energy? That would be over your eyes. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. I guess back to you.
Okay.
Wow. If anybody's eyes are feeling better, that was quite something here.
Yeah, it's weird. I'm feeling it in my jawbone. I guess it must be connected there, too, or something. Now I'm feeling it around in my ear, in my right ear. I guess it's what you just did. I don't know. Gosh, that's bizarre. Okay. Ophelia is wondering about the emotional clearing. She's mentioning that she's going to be doing it for 3 weeks. So, Ron, maybe you want to explain how the whole life versus the unlimited works. I'm not sure, Ophelia, if you have the unlimited version or the whole life that you're doing over and over. I'm not sure. And she's wondering if it could make her feel physically sick doing that one. So, Ron, can you explain the format of those two options, the whole life versus the unlimited?
Yeah, the whole life clearing normally, one time is sufficient on that one. There are some people that may want to repeat it a few times. You could do that, but really the first time through completes it. From there, what you'd get after that would be the unlimited version. And then you go on it whenever you choose to stay updated with that first clearing. So what I think I'm hearing you say is that you're doing the whole lifetime clearing, and you're not feeling well with that or something, which means that there's probably another clearing that's lurking, and the emotions got cleared, but you may have a situation maybe with a feeling body. I'm trying to think here. Normally people have feeling body problems. So if you use the word feelings in your vocabulary, then that could be one. The next one could be maybe trauma. That could be one. Empathic body. So you have to look at your situation of where you are. Now, there are some people that are in countries that have a lot of spells and stuff working on them. And, you know, they get born into that. So that could be another situation. So as you're trying to move out of a given area of emotions, there's people doing hexes and spells on you, dark side practitioners, I'll call it. And if you know who they are, you'd use the dark side practitioner clearing. If you don't know who they are, then you'd want to get in and do the, was that, Carrie? Not the dark side, but the other one?
I'm sorry, I'm reading the fast chat. I didn't hear what you said.
Yeah. Besides the dark side practitioner, we have another clearing up there that's very similar.
Curses, hexes, and spells.
Versus hexes and spell clearing. So that one is the one that if you just feel like you're being, you know, a target and you don't know where it's coming from, that one, there's what you want to get off of you. So that's another way of looking at it. So what I'd say is happening, if you did the emotional whole lifetime clearing, all you need to do it is one time through. Some people do it, you know, for a couple of weeks sometimes. But after that, you want to get the unlimited version so that you can go in there and stay current with it, because you don't really need to do it more than one time. And if you are feeling strange, sick or something, not at ease with your life after that clearing, well, that means that you have something that would be dealing with the emotional realm, which could be, like I said, trauma, maybe you're an empath, maybe feeling body, could be anxiety. So you may have another clearing that needs to be done next because you cleared out, you got some onion peels taken off of you, but there's something else that's underlying causing you, you know, particular problems. So that's what I would say, is just see from there what you might be dealing with. And by all means, you know, double check to see if you have any spells put on you. So you definitely want to check out those energies, because sometimes they will not like you to become freed up so you can live your life properly. So, back to you, Carrie. I think we had a beep.
I think we did, too, yes. Do we have a caller on the line?
They hung up.
They hung up. Okay. All righty. So, we have quite a few comments, Ron, about the eye clearing. Heather is saying that her eyes fluttered. It looks like Bonnie felt it at the top of her head and down into her throat, a little bit like what I had, actually. Nikki says her eyes feel itchy, and Kelly says her eyes feel more stable, thank you. And Janice said she needed that clearing also, thank you. So whatever Liz was tuning into there, it looks like quite a lot of us had something going on.
I got a question for the people who have felt the change in that. So maybe you might look at whereabouts in the country, or what location, what area you are living in. I know people back east had situations with weird stuff happening, and maybe on this coast over here, the west coast, it may not be so. So it'd be interesting to see if you're, you know, on the east coast dealing with the same condition. So we'll see what happens on the fast chat. So back to you, Harry.
Okay, all right. Okay, Ophelia is typing in some more stuff there about the her working with the emotional clearing. Oh, okay, we do have a caller. Okay, great. Go ahead, caller.
Yes, hello. Hi, this is the first time I'm on your show.
Hi, welcome.
Welcome. I was listening into all the clearings you do. I've done a lot of different clearings, so I was just curious about exactly what you guys do. So I was hearing for a while, and I was just wondering if maybe I need to do a clearing for for my jaw since it locks at nighttime. And I'm wondering, and I just got it maybe the last 2 years. And I don't know if it was from an accident or what it's from, and I can't figure it out. I don't know. Maybe you can help me with this.
Well, what I would say probably is if your jaw locks up at night, you know, have you done your whole lifetime emotional clearing yet? That's the first thing. So that's what you have to start off with, seeing away the densities that's stored in your body that's come up, you know, from this moment in time going back to conception. You want to get those trigger points and all these judgments and energies off of you. So that's where you start.
Okay.
And then after that, since you don't know where it came from and it just happened, you know, to you, we'll say, then I would probably suggest that you do some timeline crashes on it because it's probably due to maybe an alien abduction. And that's very, very common. So something happened to you probably on a timeline, being chased, being hit, maybe shot at, or, you know, we can go on and on with that, which I don't like to do. But something could have happened to you on a timeline that you know nothing about, and you want to clear away that timeline for having a jaw problem. Because you could be on 500 or more timelines with a jaw condition, and that will leak back into this one here. And you could be even in worse shape there than you are here because you're living all these parallel lives that you know nothing about typically. So does that help you?
Yes. Okay, so the first one was, what was the first one called? I understood the second one is trying to clear up the timelines.
Yeah, the first one is your whole lifetime emotional clearing. And that you want to do to release from you the judgments that you have had that's come up. Remember, you're living the life of your ancestors, so all of their thoughts and judgments are with you right now, and that gets activated as you live your life in this particular, you know, lifetime. Remember, when you're first born, you have no judgment, and that's why babies look so nice. And then as they get taught how to live on a timeline and being connected to darkness, which is mind energy, and the planets and the stars come into effect, controlling everybody, then that's why babies turn out to be like regular people versus being this little baby that's very happy because they're strictly in the moment. So once they learn how to be out of the moment and being controlled by time, and then also being, you know, along with that, the aliens control time. That's why we have time here. Then everything starts, and you lose a lot of your spirit energy that you had because you're being controlled by time. That's probably the easiest way for me to comment on that. Anything you want to add, Carrie,
okay,
to bring some clarity?
That was very. Thank you.
Okay.
Do you have any other questions that has triggered in you while we have you on the line?
Yeah. No, that makes a lot of sense. Now I just have to find out how to do the. I mean, I go through the emotional clearings almost every day. I try to do different ones, but sometimes I just can't. I can't figure it out. So
do you go online to our website and do it? You have to go in and send code after you pay for it, and then you just do it one time. That's all that's needed to do a whole lifetime clearing.
Okay.
It takes about 15, 20 minutes to do, and that's it.
Great. What's your website?
It's creationlightship.com, creationlightship.com. And there's a box there that you can type in whole lifetime emotional clearing, and it'll bring you right up to the page where you can use PayPal to get in there and pay for it.
All right. Excellent. Well, thank you. I will do that.
Hey, thank you.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome. Okay, so Ron, would you just explain briefly what I don't think you did this. I'm not sure if you did. Tell me, but the difference between the whole life clearing and then there is the unlimited version that we can use on and on and on. So would you
okay.
just explain that just for, I know a couple of people might need to understand that a little better.
Okay, yeah. So when you do a whole lifetime clearing, that starts when you start the clearing. So let's say that you did it or you're doing it at midnight tonight. Okay. So at midnight, it will come, it'll start at midnight and go back moment by moment to your conception. And it goes year by year by year. So you, let's say that your age is 38, just to pick a number. So it doesn't matter if you're 38 and a half years old, if your birthday was yesterday, or, you know, it starts at where you are right now in your life with your current age. And then it goes back. So you type in, if you're 38, and you're not 39 yet, then you're still 38. You type in 38 into the box to start the clearing, and that's what you'd be paying for is the age of 38. And then from there, you do the clearing, and it goes back to zero. Now, that's just needed to do one time. If you find that you want to do it a second time or so, you might have a slight benefit, but it's not needed, okay? So then from there, what you want to do, if you want to stay current, then you get the unlimited version of that. Now, the unlimited version allows you to go in and to clear out an hour of a day if you wanted to do that, or clear out, you know, maybe if you do it once a week, you can clear out a week or a month or a year. Maybe you did the whole lifetime emotional clearing 5 years ago. Well, then you'd go in there and enter 5 years, and you clear out those 5 years to now. And then you want to stay current, so maybe you do it once a day. So then go in there and put in one into the box, and you're doing it for one day. And then from there, you clear out each day so that you're always current with that clearing. And that's the way the whole lifetime unlimited clearings are work. So we have lots of those on there. And that keeps you current with your particular clearing that you have already had. So you need to do your whole lifetime first. And just, you know, then you do the unlimited version. If you were to attempt to go in and do the unlimited version without doing the whole lifetime one, it's going to have very, very little benefit on you. It might work for maybe, you know, what you're doing right now, but it's not going to go back into your past because you have to get rid of all your past history. Your past history is coming forward and haunting you. So you have to get rid of everything in your life from the past. And that's why we have the unlimited, so you can always stay current with that clearing. So if you did pay for, which is $50, the unlimited one, without doing the whole lifetime, you're going to get very, very little benefit out of it. Or just probably clear maybe the last 5 minutes or so of your life. And that's not going to help you that much. It might make you feel good, but you're not really doing what needs to be done because you have to get your whole lifetime cleared to have benefit so that you're not going to be recycling stuff in your DNA over and over again that you brought up in this lifetime. So that's what you need to do is do the unlimited version to stay current. Is that good enough, Carrie?
Yes. Yes, that's great. So basically the whole life one works from whatever age or point in time that you did that clearing, and then the unlimited is needed for any point in time after that, since we have emotions every day, and once we clear out our emotional body, every new emotion is starting to clog it up again. So that's the need for the unlimited portion of the clearing.
That is correct. And the only reason why you really need the unlimited version is you can say, well, gee, if I did my whole lifetime, shouldn't I be cleared out? Yeah, you are. But when you start seeing people, they will bring forth their stuff into your life, and all of a sudden that will activate your DNA that is dormant. So if you didn't see anybody, didn't talk to anybody, didn't watch the news, read the paper, you would feel very, very, very peaceful. And that is because, you know, you're not bringing up anything because you don't have any recall memory. Nothing is waiting to come off the plate, you know, to, you know, give you a whammy. You know, the planets and stars and the aliens can probably bring something into your life, but if you don't connect to somebody to get stimulated, then you probably would never need the whole lot of time emotional clearing as far as the unlimited version, because after you do your whole life, then the unlimited, if you don't see people, probably would not be needed, because you're not going to be dealing with situations. Remember, people trigger that stuff in you. Like I said earlier, a baby's perfect. And what starts the baby off on what it's doing? It's people. They tell the baby how to live here. And then the baby gets caught into mind energy. So I hope that also helps people. So back to you, Terry.
Okay. And on that topic of you've done your whole life emotional clearing and you're feeling very peaceful, Ophelia is asking, Ron, if you could do the mind to heart drop with everybody.
Okay. Oh boy. Okay. Boy, our show is coming to a close quickly. Okay. I'll do the mind to heart drop. So here we go. This you can do yourself. You don't need me to do this, but I'll do it for you, showing you how it's to be done. And you want to command your spirit to connect your thoughts that you have in your head. And drop those thoughts, which is judgment and duality and everything else here. You know, universal mind, mind chatter, monkey mind, whatever you want to call it. That's what's controlling you, bringing forth all your stuff. You want to become peaceful. So you have to command your spirit to take the thoughts and put them into your heart center. Then when you do that, all of a sudden it's diluted completely. Nothing is going on because these energies cannot affect you. You won't have a negative or positive thought. You're just in peace. That's source energy. So here we go. And I count from 10 to 1 backwards. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And you're dropping down like an elevator. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. There, so you should be very peaceful right now. You're just hearing me talk and the words mean nothing to you. Okay, we got a caller on, I think. Let's see how quick we can handle this here, because we only got a few minutes on the show left. So go ahead, caller.
Is anybody on the line still? I guess maybe not, huh? Okay. All right. Well, the next show is tomorrow, Saturday, same time here on Station 2. So if it fits with the show, you can maybe try your call again tomorrow. We have, I think it was Bonnie mentioning that the unlimited versions of the clearing keep her in good shape, Ron. So I know a lot of people do the unlimited, and you can do that on any of the whole life clearings, not just the emotional whole life clearing. So if you have a job or you're just the kind of person who thinks a lot of thoughts, the unlimited on the mental clearing, once you do the whole life version of that, is also a very good one to have to keep all that thought residue out of you and not getting stored up. And I have 56 after, Ron. I don't know. We should probably call it.
Close here because end our show. Mm-hmm. To give the people after us a chance here. You can go on for hours. So here we go, everybody. Thank you. Blessings. And tomorrow is our Saturday Night Live on the Light Ship. Same station, Station 2, same time. And then Sunday we have our 8-hour marathon. Body rejuvenation, getting rid of these alien critters that are invisible to us, that live inside of us, which will bring you, make you feel better. Get rid of these things that are living inside of you, like the mist. Remember, watch the movie The Mist. I'm sure the people back east are experiencing that daily now. They're having a lot of that fog coming. So thank you, everybody. Thank you, Carrie. Thank you, BBS. Bye, everyone.
Thanks, Ron. Good night, everybody.